In this episode, we're traveling to Boston, Massachusetts, talking about Silas Do-Good and feeling the electricity of the lightning rod. This is Mr. Brigette back with one of the greatest Americans to ever live. His name is Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was born in Boston, Massachusetts, January 17th, 1706. He was the 10th child of 17 children from Josiah Franklin. So can you imagine 17 children? By the time he was 8, he had already invented paddles that he had used with his hands to swim faster. He was the inventor of the first paddle. Now, they weren't swim fins for his feet, but they were paddles for his hand. By 13, he was already an apprentice, working for his brother James as a printer. And by the time he was 17, he was already a writer, published. But he did it in a sneaky way. He wrote stories, funny stories. And of course, as older brothers usually do, they don't really appreciate younger brother things. So he ended up signing his name as Silas Do-Good and would slip the paper under the printing press office door every day with a new article. And his brother loved it so much and thought it was hilarious that he printed it. And little did he know who was behind it, but it was Ben Franklin the entire time. By the time he was 18 years old, he was so fed up with his brother working for his brother that he ran away to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Can you imagine running away at 18 years old to a brand new state where you don't know anyone? Well, by the time he was 22 in Pennsylvania, he owned his own print shop. By 22, 1 year later, he buys the Pennsylvania Gazette, a huge printing press in Pennsylvania, a newspaper shop. Let's skip ahead to 1752. By the time he's 46 years old, he conducts the famous kite experiment, the one you may have heard of. He flies his kite up into a storm cloud with his son, and he goes to put his knuckle close to the key, and sure enough, he gets zapped and finds out that some of his theories were very, very true when it comes to electricity forming from a lightning bolt. Also, in about 24 years later, in 1776, he helps write the most famous document in American history, the Declaration of Independence. And then by 1790, on April 7th, 1790, he lives his long, prosperous life and dies at the age of 84 years old. Back in the 1700s, that was a very, very long time for people to live. Let's go over quickly a few inventions that he made and ones you may have heard of and maybe not. First one, let's talk about is bifocals. Bifocals are glasses that where the top half you use, you look up, and in the top half you can see for distances away. If you look down in the glasses, you'll be able to use those for reading. We also have the Franklin stove. He found a better way to heat and cook and venting the heat outside easier. Also, he mapped the Gulf Stream. He wondered why on several of his trips, his 8 trips over across to Europe, why he would get there faster traveling east than coming back west. He wondered why he got there faster when he was going the same place. He found out that there's a stream, a current that runs in certain areas. He was the first one to map that out. Like I said earlier, he invented the swim paddle for his hands. He also helped invent the odometer that we somewhat know today. As a postmaster, he wanted to know how far he was traveling, delivering mail and things, so he invented an odometer that told him how far he was going. If you look in your car, most of you will notice an odometer in your car. Also, he invented something called a long arm. He was such a huge reader, loved to read. He had so many books that they were up high on shelves. He invented this really cool long arm. He would reach up really high with this arm extended, and he'd have a piece of wood attached, and it was like a claw. He'd grab a book from high shelves. He also invented one of the most famous, the lightning rod. The lightning rod is something we still use today. If you ever look up on top of a gigantic building, you'll see a metal pole shooting straight up into the sky that takes lightning and reroutes that lightning strike down across a wire to the ground or to the water. And this helps control fires. So he saved many colonial homes and European homes using the lightning rod. Ben Franklin, the amazing American, born January 17th, 1706, died April 17th, 1790 at 84 years old. Thanks for listening. This is Mr. Brigette. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.